BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
You join us in the middle of a very strange conversation, listeners.
So it starts because that song's really relaxing, and Chris was talking about how last week he'd had a bath.
And it feels a bit weird when you've not had a bath for a while. I had a bath for the first time in about 2 weeks ago in a long time, maybe 2 or 3 years.
No, but I mean, I'm having showers. It's just, I mean, like...
No, I am also showering. It's not that. It's just that, like, a bath is a new... You kind of forget how to do it.
Yeah, but then Chris admits that only... How old are you, Chris? 24?
24, yeah.
Yeah, he admits that for the first time last week, he realised that it was better if you didn't sit with your head at the tap end.
I had an epiphany. I was lying there and I suddenly thought, all these years I've been lying head against the tap.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? How has that never occurred to you?
I don't know.
Why would you sit at the tap end on your own?
It's much more comfortable the other way around if
yes!
you haven't done it.
It is, yes. It is. It really is. That's disappointing that you've only found that out now. Yeah. Really upsetting.
Bless you.
He's been at Tap End for years.
24 years
at the Tap End. Obviously, if you're in the bath with someone else, that's different. Mm. You must always sit at the Tap End.
No, if you're a girl, the man should sit at the Tap End. As the one that doesn't speak said, it's gallantry.
It's just simple gallantry.
Yeah, and my dad always says, if the man refuses to sit at the Tap End, bin him off. It's the only bit of advice he's given to me about men, and I remember it to this day.
It's the only bit of advice your dad's ever given you?
Yeah.
About blokes?
Men. Yeah, if they refuse to sit at the Tap End, that's it, they're out.
Wow.
Stood me in good stead.
Have you been someone off for that?
Maybe.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris, if you write an autobiography, that needs to be the title of it. 24 years at the Tap End. My story. Alex has been on. He says, the first time my ex and I had a bath together, I did the manly thing. Had the taps at my end. Taps at my end. Wasn't until about a couple of minutes later we smelt this burning and then realised it was hair. Her hair was burning on the candles. One of the candles.
As someone that doesn't speak points out, why was he having a bath with his ex?
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. Does your current girlfriend know about that? Also, where's the plug been for 24 years? Oh, it's going to be one of them shows. Right. Posh Radio 4 Lady coming up. Have you sent an email this week to Dear Scott? If you want to do one, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Use it for Dear Scott.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's have a Dear Scott, shall we?
Dear Scott, I was just listening to the podcast and you played the clip of One Direction telling Becky they love her. If you listen closely, you can hear that as soon as one of them says, "Love you, Becky," another one of them says, "Really?" Just thought I'd let you know. Smiley. And here's a high five, seeing as nobody has given you one in a while. From Nick Crompton, off of Bradford.
That's true. I haven't been given one in a while. But thanks, Nick. Really? Do they do that on that clip?
No, I think we would have heard it.
No, it's just a, "Love you, Becky." Have we got it? Here it is.
"Love you, Becky."
Really? Gutted. Oh, it is on there as well.
"Love you, Becky."
Really? The Scott Mills Daily.
John in Margate's been on saying, "Well, that's it, Becky. I am now boycotting One Direction shows. Well, I wasn't really ever going to go anyway, but it's the thought that counts." Someone's saying that the tone of the "really" clearly indicates that they really love you. It's not a "really" question mark. That's
no,
Nick.
It is a "really" question mark.
Yeah, I think it is too.
I've launched an investigation on Twitter. Early reports think that it might be Harry.
No, I think it's Liam.
Do you?
Yeah, I think that's Liam. Listen.
"Love you, Becky."
Really? Yeah, I definitely think it's Liam.
How rude.
Gutted for that girl who changed her name to Becky when that happened. I hope she actually didn't.
"Love you, Becky."
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, earlier in the week, Chris was trying to get a job, a new job, weren't you?
Yeah.
What was that?
As a football pundit, but I'm happy to be one of those people that's on Football Focus or... Mm. What's it called? The one...
Final Score?
Final Score. How do you know that and I don't? Final Score. Yeah. One of the guys that's at the grounds on the phone just going, "It's a great game here at Watford. Mm. Back to you, chappers."
So we got well-known host of Britain's second biggest score update show on the phone. Mark Chappers Chapman involved to critique your performance.
I think we need to work on a few more sports, to be honest, to get a broader range before I could give you a full analysis.
So he said he needed to do more work on different sports.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Well, the thing is, it's been raining today. The weather's not so good. So there's not really been any sports for me to commentate on.
Do you know what, though? I am pleased, because this is one of your first ideas where you've actually followed it up a couple of days later. Normally, you have an idea, that's your life ambition, and then it just gets forgotten by
Wednesday. Bam, it's gone, yeah.
I'm quite serious about this. I really want to be on Final Score. I really want to be one of those people at the grounds.
Where have you been today?
Today, well, I thought I would just follow people and just commentate on their lives and commentate on what's going on and around the place. Starting with, what I thought I would do is I would commentate on Becky.
Not annoying at all.
Oh, no. It's like a narration of your life.
Yeah, but in a commentary style.
I want to hear
like,
this now.
Oh, my God.
You join us here in the Radio 1 office where Becky's putting in an incredible display. Becky's reading a Gwyneth Paltrow newsletter.
See, and also, there's no need for that. Like, I was working for the entire day. I had a 5-minute break, and then my Goop thingy came in, and I had to learn what was up in Gwyneth's world.
You love that newsletter.
I do. I don't live my life by it, but I think it's quite amusing sometimes.
Becky hard at work here at the Radio 1 Arena. Goes straight onto her Twitter.
Here we go.
Types in name, password. Hard to read her password.
Didn't get the password, no?
No, unfortunately not.
So let's look at Becky. She's... How old are you?
30.
About 5 foot... Eight. Weighing in at... £200.
£200?
A heavyweight in her field. She's a big unit. She's a brick wall.
Oh my God, you can't...
£200.
I'm not sure on that. That's the problem. I don't know what £200 equates to. I know stuff in stone.
Well, 10 stone is £140. So that's like 15 or 16 stone.
He calls you a big unit.
That in sport's a good thing.
But what sport? Shot put?
Yeah. Rugby. Football. Yeah.
So is that it? Are you done with following Becky now?
Well, after that, I was like, right, I'm going to get some lunch. I've had enough of this. That didn't help, though.
I thought I'd come along.
Oh, God.
Well, commentator, to be professional, you've got to think on your feet. You've got to be able to just go with the flow, and that's what I did.
So you followed her outside?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She moves through the door and down the ramp. She's got the reactions of a gazelle, looks left, right, crosses the road. There's no doubt in the motivation of this player. She's walking down the road, hungry for food.
You're getting this all wrong.
I'm a big unit. I need to be fed.
Sounds exciting, though, doesn't it?
I love the fact that I'm a big unit with the grace of a gazelle.
This is the stuff the crowd come to see. Becky moving through the high street like a rampaging elephant. Bulldozing her way through the crowds to get to the food.
I was just walking down the road.
She walks very upright, I've noticed. Like a... I don't know, like a giraffe, but with a shorter neck.
Make your mind up, she's an elephant, she's a giraffe.
A gazelle.
A big unit.
I mean, you are thinking in your feet here.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of analogies. You know, commentary is all about painting a picture in people's minds.
Yeah.
Silence, please, we're entering the bank. You join us here in the bank. Where Becky is withdrawing money. She enters her PIN code 3274. Who would have thought? £30.
Is that really your PIN?
No.
Where are you going now, Becky?
Get some hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
She needs hand sanitizer. You can only think that the chafing that must be going on as her legs rub together during this walk.
I'm just trying to make it all sound exciting. She's only walking down the road, but I've got to try and paint a picture here. I've got to try and make it sound exciting.
Is this how John Motson does it, like when he was practicing, like when he was young?
Must have
followed his mum around.
Must have.
There she is in the kitchen,
chafing as she's doing the spuds.
Are we nearly there yet? I'm sort of knackered. It's a lot of walking involved in your lunch break, isn't it?
You've got to walk to get the best price.
There's a girl here giving out free food. Becky swerves it. Unbelievable. I cannot believe it. I've never seen anything like this before. She didn't go for the free food. Very unlike Becky.
To be fair, though, I can't believe you did do that.
Well, no. This is the thing. Is that I did stop, but the lady who was handing out the free food wasn't particularly excited about it and looked like it could have been half her leftover lunch. Yeah. She had it on a plate and she had the apron of the shop on.
What was it?
And I knew it was an actual shop, but it was sort of broken up bits of falafel and I thought, have you half eaten that and are just waiting for someone or is this actually a sample? And I sort of went to take some and I was like, no.
Second thoughts, no.
No.
Lovely hot falafel, nice and fresh. Okay, so that was you following Becky around. I mean, good thinking on your feet there, I think. Chappers would be proud.
Yeah.
It's quite good, considering you don't have a script or anything.
Mm. Do some more on this in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Chris is still hoping to become a commentator on Final Score. So far he's managed to describe Becky as a big unit, was it?
Yeah.
And an elephant, a gazelle.
Yeah.
And a giraffe.
With a short neck.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got all that kind of down. What else have you been practising?
Well, what I thought I would do is, you know, the job that I want is to be on the phones when they go round the grounds on Final Score.
Yeah.
What I thought I would do is I would try and go round the grounds, but I would just do it in the Radio 1 building. So I would go all around the building from different places, giving feedback on what's going on.
So you kind of, you've mocked up how it would sound if you were doing it for real.
Yeah, but if I was in every stadium and hosting it.
It is different people in different grounds. It's not the same man.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But you've done it, so it's
you're
always you.
Yes.
Right, so you're handing over to you, and then you hand over to you again, but in a different place.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Got to get his practice in. I want to hear this.
Thanks, Chris. Action here from the Radio 1 reception, where Charlie Simpson has just walked in. He's in great form at the moment. There's no doubt in it. A regular here. Back to you, Chris.
I like it you're handing over to yourself.
Well, I'm the only one involved. It has to be done.
Thanks, Chris. You join me here in Greg's studio. It's exciting stuff here. They're playing a record.
You all right?
All right?
What's going on?
Clicks the mouse, looks busy, opens his emails. It's from Tim Davey. What a man. Man of the moment here. Gets his lunch out. Is that a soup?
It's a soup.
It's a soup! Oh, it's a soup. What soup? It's a tomato soup. Good soup. Good soup. Chris, you join me in the toilet here at Radio 1.
What?
No, that sounds weird, actually. I'm in the toilet. Not much to report here. Come back to me later. I'll report if something good happens. I'll mention it then, I guess. But nothing to report here in either male or female toilets. Back to you, Chris.
Did they say that? I've never watched these, but do they actually say that? Nothing going
nothing
on here.
Much.
Come back to me in a bit.
Yeah. Tell you what. Come back to me when something happens.
Yeah.
I like this bit.
Chris, you join me in the toilet here at Radio 1.
I'd love it if someone had walked in and be like, what the?
All kicking off here at the Radio 1 reception. Chris, Charlie Simpson's just walked in. Security are stopping what can only be described as a streaker from entering the field of play. I'm not sure what I'm talking about, to be honest, but basically they're not letting someone in the building. Exciting stuff. Back to you, Chris.
There was someone naked in reception and I missed it.
No, there wasn't. But to make it sort of sporting, I said they were a streaker. They weren't. Security was just removing someone.
So they were fully clothed?
Fully clothed,
right.
Yeah.
I just thought you'd make that a bit more interesting.
I've never seen, in all my time here, I've never seen a streaker at Radio 1. Have you ever seen a streaker? I've never seen a streaker in real life.
No.
Have you?
No, I really want to.
It's me too. It's always at the ones I'm not at.
Well, I'm up for it. If you come along to, I shouldn't really say this on the radio, but I'm happy to streak.
No, we don't want you naked. We've seen that already with the Westward thing.
How did that go from I want to see a streaker to it's going to be you?
Well, no, because I've always wanted to do that at a sporting event.
OMG, this is going to be the next life mission, isn't it? I've given up on punditry. I'm now a streaker.
You've always wanted to be a streaker, Chris.
No, I've You got to live your life, right? Once in a lifetime opportunity, that. Run across Wembley.
We have no pants on.
I'm up for it.
You're saying this on
this
the radio.
On Radio 1, on like national radio.
I'm not really thinking this through, I don't think.
I bet someone will be in touch. Good.
Good, mate. Yeah, you join me here in the Live Lounge, where Pounder is pounding away. Right now, he's sort of staring at his screen. It doesn't get much more exciting than this.
It's quite Peter Alice, isn't it, in a way? I think there is a sport there for you somewhere.
Yeah. Do you reckon?
Maybe you're more suited to golf than football.
Yeah, I really want to do this final score thing. Really want to do it.
I don't think you can be a pundit and a streaker. I've never seen, like, Chris Kamara, like, halfway through. Hang on a minute, let me take my mic off.
No, do both. I mean, that would be the one, wouldn't it? With a microphone, punditry and streaking.
You join me here. Totally nude.
I've been out of breath.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady with what you are saying to us this week. What are you saying?
Dear the lad, Becky, Chris, if he's there, the one that doesn't speak, and PR4L. My dad took me to Meadowhall so I could buy some new clothes. While we were in Hollister, much to my embarrassment, he turned his phone on and used a flashlight app so he could look at the prices and sizes. It was at this point I went completely red and hoped there was no one in there I knew. Thank God there wasn't. You complete me, Katie, off of Sheffield.
Yeah, it is dark in there, but it's such a dad thing to do to get your actual flashlight on, really, isn't it? Bless. You do sometimes think, hello, we're not in a club. Could you, like, put the lights up just a bit? Not a lot, just so I can actually see to walk.
You've been campaigning for this for quite a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, and also the way they go, sup guys, when you walk in. Same in the other one that begins with an A. And...
Well, I can't go in there because they don't fit me, so I don't have this problem.
Right. And also there's always a queue, what's that about?
They make it a queue, don't they?
Do they?
Because it's never too busy in there. They deliberately do a queue to make it look like it's... like worth queuing for, because people, everyone knows that people will just join a queue.
Yeah.
If there's a queue, like I reckon 7 out of 10 people walking past join it just in case it's worth them joining it.
But it's the only shop with a queue. It's like, oh, bore off.
No, the other shop has a queue. The computers. And
oh yeah,
shop.
Apart from that one, yeah. But they're not doing it on purpose, are they? No, that's just busy.
Yeah.
Next.
Dear Scott, tonight I went on a date with a guy also called Scott Mills. He wasn't as funny as you though, Hannah.
Well, the thing is, Hannah, he probably is, because I'm not actually funny in real life.
No.
Am I?
No.
It's like, mega lol's on the show, but actually, off air, I'm humour-free, aren't I? Well, not humour-free, I'm not as funny, am I?
Well, you're all right once you've, you're fine.
Yeah, thanks. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and PR4L. We have just heard the exciting news that The Hoff is going to be starring in Peter Pan in the coveted role of Hook at the Bristol Hippodrome.
Hoff the Hook.
We are concerned about his accommodation, knowing that Bristol has some disreputable areas. We know that The Hoff is a close friend of yours, so wanted to take the opportunity to offer up a room we have available in our house. We are currently advertising the room on a popular classifieds website and in the process of arranging viewings. So if he could let us know ASAP, that would be great. Lots of love from Jenna, Joe, Tara and Jess the dog. She doesn't molt.
Three girls and a dog that live together. The Hoff will be round in a sec.
Although, if the doors aren't big enough, he won't sign up.
Yeah, that is true. You need to email us back with the actual dimensions of the doors. I'm actually serious here. He has checked out of hotels before because the doors aren't big enough.
He's quite a tall man, isn't he? And if he has to duck...
Yeah, no, he hates that.
Yeah.
So do send us the size of the door and then I will get back to you when we know that, because if you've got small doors, there's no point continuing this conversation. Next.
Dear Mills, Oi Oi Savaloy, Adult Baby, PR4L and the one that does not speak. Hey, I'm a regular listener to your show and have been for years. I want to thank you for all the joy and laughness you give me every night on your show. You guys are great. Thanks. So going to buy you all a Christmas present to thank you all.
Aww.
You have $9.99 plus postage and packaging. So spend it wisely. Let me know what you want. Keep up the good work. All the best. Love, Steve, age 20 and 3 months. Off of Llandyssil, West Wales.
Oh, I love Llandyssil. Is that $9.99 between us or each?
I think between us.
Yeah. Oh. Well, what do we want for a tenner? Oh, not even that.
Well, you can get loads of stuff.
I'll have a pint.
How much is that?
You can't send that in the post, though. What are you saying? You just want a voucher?
You just want the money.
Just send the money, I guess.
That's so rude.
Yeah. That is really rude.
Thanks, listener, for giving us $9.99 to spend on a Christmas present. If you could just send the money so it doesn't get awkward. I love that.
Who do you want the cheque payable to?
A cheque? Who?
Cheque. Yeah.
You shouldn't send cash in the post.
I can't remember the last time I wrote a cheque.
Yeah, but don't send cash in the post.
So, make cheques payable to Scott Mills, Radio 1, for £9.99 only. Thank you. What?
I don't think... Just spend the money on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, don't send
Scott
me cheques.
Scott doesn't need any more money.
Oh, whatever. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, this is Scott Mills. Okay, it's time to head on down to Stupid Street. And that's right, 20 points today for every correct one that you get. Double your pleasure, double your points. It's nearly Christmas. Now, yesterday, I called up a lady spa pretending that I was a woman.
Ask me a question, any question, and I'll prove to you that I'm a lady. Ask
so
something that only ladies would know the answer to. Yeah.
I think I was very convincing.
Yes, sir.
Can you call me madam, please?
Yes, sir.
So, on the back of that, today's question on Stupid Street. What question do only women know the answer to? That was what we asked the people of Stupid Street. What question do only women know the answer to?
That is so hard.
I know.
Like, yesterday when you asked her that, I was like, I would not know what to ask you.
My favourite was, what do you actually want?
That's easy.
It's a good question, though.
It is good.
Okay, any you get right, 20 points. Have a stab in the dark.
I genuinely have quite a few questions, but I'd like to know... I think the question is, what really goes on in those... You know those girls-only parties that women do?
Right.
Do you know the ones I mean?
Yeah.
What, like the Jamie Oliver?
No, you mean like the ones off of where lingerie...
The makeup
yeah,
ones?
Yeah.
Well, they just sit around and talk about pants.
What really goes on?
Well, there? That's what happened. I've been to one.
Really?
Yeah, I was allowed. This is a long story. Anyway, what are you saying?
Were you the model?
No. What are you
really?
Saying? No, really not. What are you saying?
To be honest, it's only us.
What are you saying?
I'm saying how many calories is in the chocolate cake.
Okay. What question do only women know the answer to? That's what we asked Stupid Street.
What's your name?
Harry.
Harry. Nice to meet you, Harry. You're looking very... You're dressed very smartly,
thank
actually.
You. Yeah.
I'm quite dapper.
Debonair,
yeah. Are there any questions that only a woman would know the answer to?
How old is Gary Barlow? Only women can answer that.
What? What's your name?
Bronte.
Okay, good name. Can you think of a question that only women would know the answer to?
Like dress sizes, maybe? Like, for people, men wouldn't know that.
What's your dress size then, please?
Eight,
yeah, I wouldn't have guessed eight.
Okay.
I was thinking it'd be like 35.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like, right, okay. Is there anything that only a woman would know the answer to?
Something like breast sizes and stuff. I've got a little bit of knowledge, but most women can just tell by looking.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Because if you tell them too small, they'll be like, no, I'm not that size. And if you say too big, you'll be like, what? I can't do this.
Is there any questions that only a woman would know the answer to?
Probably, like, it's really obvious. Like, most stuff, like, like, where to get cheap stuff and everything.
I'd say something to do with bra size. Obviously, the D's, A's to the D's are easy, but it's the other size.
I find that.
Is there anything that only a woman would know the answer to?
Birth.
Say
birth.
So 20 Scott Mills points if you said birth.
Birth.
So only women know the French for beef, apparently.
Birth.
No idea why. Good answer though.
Birth.
I'm gonna say that next time someone asks me a question. Birth.
Birth.
Lots of people thought sizes were things only women knew the answer to. Like this person.
Dress sizes.
Bra size.
Something like breast sizes and stuff.
So 20 points if you said that. And if you said this.
How old is Gary Barlow?
I mean, How old is Gary Barlow?
Well,
you're a woman, you should know.
Well, I've got access to Wikipedia, hang on.
I'm saying 41?
No, late 30s. 71, he's 10 years older than he's 40.
40. Oh, yeah. But you had to look that up.
I did, yes.
But if you knew the answer to that and you're a girl. 20 points if you said, probably like it's really obvious, like most stuff, like, yeah, where to get cheap stuff and everything.
Probably like, it's really obvious, like most stuff, like, yeah, like where to get cheap stuff and everything.
Yeah. And that was our double point Stupid Street giveaway.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, this is Scott. Hi, I'm waving. And now it's time for Dear Scott. Just the stuff that you've been wanting to ask us or say to us this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, PR4L, and whoever else is there. I work in a department full of men, and I'm the only female, which I love, BTW. I share an office with two other men, and they have a sexy lady calendar on the wall. So I thought I should balance it out and bought myself a sexy men in uniform calendar. Now, the men in my calendar have very fit bodies and wear tight clothing to show off the best bits, winking smiley. But they're nothing much to look at in the face. So we decided to take pictures of the men I work with, cut their faces out and stick them on the models. It's not really an improvement, but it's quite funny and always gets a laugh. This month, the calendar pick has a lifeguard theme. My colleague's face was up there, but I couldn't resist and had to cover it with the Hoff. It had to be done. Now I'm afraid I've hurt the feelings of the man who was meant to be our Mr. October. Eek. Any advice? Lots of love and stuff. Emma Taylor, Grimsby, aged 26 and 28 days.
Not being funny, Emma, but he's been replaced by the Hoff. I would see that as an honour.
I didn't think sexy calendars were still allowed in the workplace after 1979.
I know, I thought they were outlawed. Are you still allowed that? Do, like, blokes in garages still have girls with boobs up in the calendars? Do they still do those calendars?
Oh, they must
I've not
do.
Seen them since 79.
Do you know what? My advice would be, you've come this far, he's only got 4 more days, and then you won't notice anyway, just move on to November.
And also, the Hoff would be honoured that you've done that.
I think it would be weird, don't you think, if I had like a really sexy men calendar and then your face was on it, one that doesn't speak.
Yeah, a little
Chris,
bit. Odd. I'd feel uncomfortable.
Chris Smith
about
off the news.
Yeah, I'd
Matt
find
Fincham.
That weird. No, don't do it. I find that weird. Next.
Hi, how are you? I'm Mary Jane. I found your email on dating site from my elder sister's account. Oh. And I want to get to know you better.
Yeah.
A few days ago, I broke off a relationship with my boyfriend and decided to try something new. Let's communicate. Smiley. Write me, please. Hope read you soon. Sylvia.
Well, what do I do about Sylvia?
Do you know what? My one bit of advice about ourselves is stay away. She's rebound.
She's on a massive rebound.
Yeah,
now.
She says in her email, look, it's only a few days ago I broke off with a boyfriend. You
it's
don't
too
want to
soon.
Go.
It's it is, too soon. You'll just rebound on me and then you will dump me.
Otherwise, I'd say go for it because it doesn't sound like spam or anything.
Well, normally I would have replied by now, but you've put me right off. You're right, of course. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, comfortable with her size, PR4L, the one that doesn't speak, etc. Just standing at the bus stop listening to the hilarious Dutch Mr. Bean fan when you slipped into the conversation that you need to watch the Twilight films. Stop right there. Step away from the DVD player.
Oh. Do I need to stop the music, I think? This sounds like it's going to be important.
My wife has forced me to watch these and robbed me of several hours of my life. She has now forbidden me from buying any books until I read the Twilight series, because apparently the books are even better than the films. Again, she is lying to me and has already started the emotional blackmail to make me take her to see the next film in November.
Oh, bad times.
Here's the whole story in a nutshell for you.
Oh, no.
Choice to be made. Freezing cold, pasty-faced vampire who wants to kill and eat you, or hunky, warm, snuggly werewolf who wants to protect you. Ooh, the pasty one, please. All films are a few hours of close-up face shots. Bella says, bite me and make me yours forever. Edward says, no, marry me instead. Everyone looks unhappily into the camera. Girls all over the cinema start crying. There you go, now you know the whole thing and I have saved you valuable time. I wouldn't even call it a chick flick, as I like those. You complete me, Steve, on second book and can't believe she's giving me a quiz to make sure I don't skip through.
Are you okay?
Wake up.
Oh, just fell asleep. Sorry.
Oh. What's the deal?
What did I miss?
They said about crying in the cinema.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that. I've never heard anyone... You hear people laugh, but you never hear... I've never heard anyone cry. Is that done?
Oh, I'm really tired. I don't know. I've never heard anyone cry. People clap at the end of the film sometimes. Have you noticed that? Why are you doing that?
If it's a good film.
It's like people that clap when the plane lands. It's like, that's his job.
We should do that at the end of the show. We should clap.
Should we? Yeah, Zane's next with Coldplay. Well done, everyone.
Some radio shows do that. There's the one on Radio 2 that claps in and out of every link.
That's true. They do clap themselves a lot. Next.
G'day, Scott, and the rest of your awesome team. Love your show. I listen to the podcast, and you usually have me laughing like a loon in public places, which, of course, gets me some weird looks. Totally worth it, though. Smiley. I recently went for a massage. And you know how there's usually nice, relaxing music playing? Well, not this place. This particular massage place was playing instrumental versions of songs like the Star Wars theme tune, the Looney Tunes theme, and Jurassic Park, plus much more. In all honesty, it was the least relaxing thing to be listening to. A bizarre experience indeed. Lots of love from Down Under, Smiley, Susie from Sydney, Australia.
G'day. They do often have that kind of tinkly music when you're having a massage, but then every now and again you get a rogue place that plays like something different. Like, did I tell you, I don't think I've said this, when I was in Amsterdam a couple of weekends ago, I did go for a massage.
Oh yeah.
Imagine my surprise when it was a unisex place, but everyone had absolutely no clothes on. No one had any clothes on. I was embarrassed because it didn't say that when I looked it up in my tour guide. Anyway, my point is they were playing Dutch rap as I was having
Amazing.
My massage. So yeah, that was a bit different normally from the tinkling.
It was a massage place.
It was a health spa, actually, Becky.
That one that you took me to, I remember, was playing a sort of instrumental slowed down version of the Chucklevision theme tune.
No, they weren't.
It was.
You're making that up.
Da, 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 da. It was going
Chuckle,
like that.
Chucklevision. You don't want that when you're in a massage.
How come you take him for massages? You never take me for massages. I'm the one that doesn't speak.
Well, do you want to see me naked?
Why do you have to be naked?
Yeah. What are you on about?
Well, no, we weren't.
No.
Well, it seems like you were.
No,
you were quick
no,
to
no. We're mixing the times up.
You're wrong.
You're absolutely wrong.
Well, you said...
We had paper pants on.
You said, why would I want to see you naked? Implying that the reason that you hadn't asked me was because you'd like to go naked with Chris.
No, I don't. We've never been naked.
That's how it sounded, isn't it?
That's not right.
It's not right.
But you worded it badly.
I know
She's
I did.
Right.
I know that.
Fight.
You're mixing up the times. The Amsterdam one was where I was fully naked. The time with Chris... Where was that?
I don't think this is making it better.
That was the place you took me to in Cavos.
In Cavos.
I think I'm better off staying at home.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.